Hi, I'm Mary.
And I'm Martha, and this is Kicks and Giggles.
This season, which still feels weird to say, we're talking about the 2025 Euros. Today, we're going to recap the group stage games, but far more importantly, we're going to talk about the relationships in women's soccer.
Woohoo! Well, to start with, we wanted to talk about some of the couples, but why we think it's interesting. First of all, this does not happen in men's
That's
soccer.
right, Martha.
And you know what? I would watch more men's soccer if it did, because I love the drama. But I also love seeing how professional women are, and maybe that's why that the men wouldn't be professional. I don't know.
Yeah, men tend to be really emotional about their sports. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Although so there's two things. One, I can't remember which WNBA game it was because I don't think it was last season, but it was the season before where like someone passed to their current girlfriend and like got blocked by their ex-wife. And like, this is the kind of drama I want in life. Like, this is
I
all I
love
want.
it.
Yes.
Yes.
And then to your point about professionalism, exactly. A friend of mine recently went to, I think it was a WNBA game. I don't think it was an NWSL game. And she was like, "Oh, I hate how much like everyone's booing." It was a WNBA game because they were booing Brittany Griner. She's like, "It's Brittany Griner." I'm like, "Yeah, this is the beauty of women's sports." Okay, the New York Liberty can all scream at Brittany, and then as soon as the game is over, everyone loves her again. Women are complicated creatures who can have multiple emotions and be professional about it the whole time.
So true, so true. No, I agree. And it's amazing, but also at the same time, in my opinion, it makes sense. We have different parts of our lives that we can separate,
Yeah.
but also we can make it messy if we want to.
Speaking of messy, I don't think we talk about this. You and I don't talk about this very often, but one thing we want to be very clear we're not endorsing is like coach player relationships.
Oh no.
Like, that's a dynamic we do not, we regardless of same sex, different sex, whoever is in a relationship with anyone else, power dynamic should not be mixed in with romantic relationships.
Yes.
But we are talking about interplayer relationships, not coach player.
Yes. So to start off with, let's talk about a couple that faced each other in the group stage. We'll talk about Viv Miedema and Beth Mead. So Viv plays for the Netherlands and Beth plays for England. However, the game that they both matched up in, Beth did not start. Viv was playing and Beth got subbed in when Viv was out. So they never actually shared the field for that game.
Boo.
And I know. But the thing is, it's like, people had comments about the way that Beth played against France, but I don't think she deserved to be subbed out.
Yeah.
I don't think she did, but I don't know what went on in the coach's head. However, England did end up winning, so maybe there's a strategy there that helped England win over the Netherlands. So I'm not sure, but when I saw that starting lineup and they kept on saying Wiegmann never changes her starters, this is the only time that we've seen her change the starters. And of course it was Beth that was out. I don't
Oh,
think it's a
interesting.
coincidence.
I don't think it's a
Well,
coincidence either. I did not know that about Wiegmann, that she doesn't change her lineup ever. I also don't respect that, just unrelated.
yeah, well, that's what they say, and we could talk about it later, but people would say that about Emma too, and now with the depth that we have, I don't think that should be the case, but whatevs.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, okay, you're right. We'll talk about
Yes, we'll talk about it another time.
another time. One other couple has already also faced each other in the group stage, and that is Pernille Harder and Magdalena or Magda Eriksson. They play on Denmark and Sweden, respectively. They played each other in the very first round of the group stages, and Sweden came out on top. Now their relationship has been going on for over a decade. So I think they were, unlike Viv and Beth, who've only been dating for like a couple of years, right, Martha? They've been together for since 2014, and they got engaged last year. They famously have a kiss from the 2019 World Cup. But I think that, unlike perhaps, and also sorry, Denmark, you're just not that good. So, like, Sweden was always going to win that game. So, I don't think there was as much, on-field drama. I think they've figured out a way to be against each other on the field, with each other off the field.
Well, before we move on to hypothetical matchups in the rest of the cup, let's talk some famous couples who won't face each other. So, one of the couples that sort of started this, no, they didn't start this all, but it was just very famous, was Sam Kerr and Kristy Mewis. So Sam Kerr plays for Australia and Kristy Mewis played for the US. And for the Tokyo Olympics in, they played in 2021, right? But it
Yeah,
was a
because of
2020
COVID.
Olympic. So they both faced off in the bronze medal match and the US won. And there's a picture. Woohoo! And there is a picture of Sam Kerr and Kristy Mewis hugging. So they're on the pitch, they're sitting down and they're hugging and kind of holding hands.
After the
And
game,
after the game,
like,
yes, it
yes.
was after the game, Australia lost, US won. And one of the comments underneath the photo was like, oh, sportsmanship. Like, that's how sportsmanship is, you know. And beneath that comment is another one that says, they're lesbian, Stacy.
I mean, oh, this post lives in my brain rent-free because it was so perfectly done. It was like, oh my God, look at this, is women's sports, sportsmanship. It's like, nah, bitch, they're dating.
So yeah, and Christy just had a baby. So right now they're both in England. They teams are being switched up right now. I think Christy's leaving her team. But if you look up that picture, that's the meme you'll see.
They're lesbian, Stacey. I would say this is perhaps the classic will they, won't they in women's soccer is Tobin Heath and Kristen Press. Best friends forever. I believe they've recently come out and said that they have been together for 8 or 9 years at this point, but they were extremely close prior. And thirsty people on the internet had started pairing them together, possibly even before they actually had started dating. And look, 8 or 9 years ago, we had just gotten marriage equality in the US. And I don't think it was very certainly popular, certainly, obviously, in our groups, very actually not even popular, just like not an issue. But like Tobin, I think, comes from a pretty conservative family. She's from New Jersey, in case anyone didn't know. And just like, I think there was some. I don't want to hypothesize on their relationship about that things I don't know, but they had their own reasons for keeping it from the media for years and years. And yet every time there'd be some like sneak peek from like a video of someone doing like a sweep of the bus of the two of them sitting next to each other, the internet would go wild and like screenshot moments. And the worst part is that I would then see that on Twitter and then send it to Martha. So I am part of the problem. And also, whatever, we were right. They've been together forever. Tobin just, yeah, I mean, forever. And Tobin just announced her retirement. Kristen still plays for Angel City. And they have been together so long that I texted Martha when Tobin announced her retirement and thought it was Kristen and was like, oh my God. And Martha's like, oh, I thought she'd been retired for a while. And I was like, oh, this isn't press. Got it, got it, got it.
No, and did you know that they recently confirmed that they are married? Yes. Yep.
Sorry.
So in an interview, I think Kristen referred to her to Tobin as her wife or vice versa. I can't remember, and it just came out like this past weekend.
I had No idea. This is breaking news for me. Oh my God. Yes, 3 days ago. What? Wait a minute. Where are the pictures?
Well, I don't.
What the heck,
They
ladies?
just confirmed. I don't think they actually. I don't know when they got married.
I know, but there's pictures from somewhere and I want to see them. Sorry. Martha's
Well,
blown my mind.
we'll move on to the next couple for now.
Good. I'm just going to be searching while you talk. I'll be searching over here. Don't worry about it.
So the next couple is Marta and Carrie Lawrence. So Marta, of course, number 10, Brazil, the goat. She plays for Orlando, and Carrie Lawrence also played for Orlando. She actually retired last season. And Carrie began playing in Orlando in 2020, and last year they announced their engagement. But did you know that Marta was previously engaged to another player on the Orlando?
I know this because you told me this.
Yes. So the reason I know this is because the person she was engaged to created a cookbook with Allie Riley, Girls Gone Veg. Yes, that's why I remember. And then I was like, what happened to her? And she left. So she plays, I think,
Okay.
overseas now. But yeah, Orlando, well, Orlando went through a lot of things. But yeah, that's the current boo. So we'll see. We'll see.
Amazing. Then Martha, we have Jess Fishlock and Ziara King, which Ziara goes by Z. Apparently, Ziara's from New Jersey, and this is now going to be something I deep dive very, very deeply into. As you know, I love my New Jerseyans. They met on the Seattle Reign, and dated pretty briefly before getting married about a year and a half ago. I know exactly when they got married because one of my favorite pictures from that wedding is right after Pino got injured in the very beginning of that Seattle Reign final for the NWSL against Gotham. And so she had had her ACL tear surgery and was dancing in her little scooter all around the dance floor. So they've been married. Obviously, Jess was playing in the Euros, and Z is, I'm assuming, they're cheering her wife on, but also, proud Jersey girl, so plays in the US.
All right.
I'm still not, I'm sorry. I literally cannot believe that Tobin and Kristen are married and I miss this somehow.
Well, speaking of another wedding, Danielle Vandedonk,
Danielle
right?
Vandedonk.
Just recently got married to Ellie Carpenter. So Danielle Vandedonk plays for the Netherlands, and Ellie Carpenter plays for Australia. And Vandedonk actually added Carpenter to the end of her last name.
Yeah, you told me this. I think you saw it must have been that first game
Yeah,
against
it was.
Wales that you saw this. Because I hadn't realized that they had sealed the deal. But you guys probably remember Danielle Vandedonk from the 2023 World Cup when she and Lindsey Horan got into it and then she had to wear the swimming cap afterwards to keep her head from bleeding. It's just, it's like, I think it's like legally required to mention the swimming cap when we talk about Danielle Vandedonk.
And connecting to a previous player who's still playing, Beth Mead from England used to date Vandedonk, and now she's dating Miedema, and Vandedonk and Miedema are players, both players on the Netherlands team.
I feel like you really just missed an opportunity to say play for the same team because they literally play for the same team, but also get it, get it.
What's that sound? But I'm bumped. Okay,
Oh,
there you go.
yes, fair. Yikes, that was, I really was desperate for that joke to be made. Okay. Another Welsh player, Angra James Turner. Plays for Wales. Well, I mean, she still plays for Wales, but unfortunately is now out of the Euros. And her wife, Amy James Turner, did a similar thing to Danielle Vanderdonk in that when they got married about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, they took each other's last names. And yeah, Amy plays in the US. I don't think she ever was called up to the senior team, but she's definitely played for junior teams. All right, those are the people we wanted to talk about for this particular Euros, even though I again cannot, my brain is so completely shocked that it didn't know this information. Who knows what we're talking about next, Martha? I don't even know.
Well, next, these are the players that are still in it, and could face each other. So, the first couple is Ingrid Engen from Norway and Mapi Leon from Spain. They both met at Barcelona, but Ingrid is going to Lyon next. Because a lot of the European leagues are done, there's a lot of trades going back and forth now. So, yeah, they're no longer going to be together in Barcelona. Lyon is not that far away.
No,
So,
in Europe, that's a very short flight, please.
yes. So, if they do meet in the Euros, both teams have to make it to the finals for them to play against each other.
All right, next up is German goalie Ann Katrin Berger, or as I call her, AKB. I'm not the only one, but that is what I call her. And her fiance, Jess Carter, who plays on England. Jess is actually a really interesting person in that she could have also played for the US national team because she has US citizenship through her father. He's also from New Jersey, just in case people were wondering. They actually met at Birmingham City in the Premier League, but have played together on Birmingham City, Chelsea, and now Gotham FC, baby. They actually got engaged last summer, and just then, I think so. Anne came over first to Gotham in the beginning of the season, got engaged, and then Jess came over after. And I do would like to know if that was like a part of her moving. She's like, I don't, what is it? No ring, no bring. No ring, no bring. And Jess was like putting down, I mean, there's no evidence about this. I
There's
just wanted
no
to
evidence.
say no ring, no bring. So just to be, they love each other very much. It's very clear. Funnily enough, what Martha and I realized right before we had, I have to give Martha full credit here. She did the like pairing up research as to what would have to happen because when we were first looking into this, obviously the third round wasn't done yet. And so there's a lot of if so and so goes first, then this. If so and so goes first, then this. But in the end, despite all that very, very impressive research, the answer is that all these people will not meet until the finals. So it's possible that any of these couples could meet, but they will not meet in the quarterfinals or the semifinals. It will always be in the final finals. So, Jess and AKB, they wouldn't face each other really, though, because Jess is a defender and Anne's a goalie. But, like, as we all remember from Anne's crazy penalty kicks last summer, you never know with AKB. You could see her, maybe she'll come out way out of the box, go past the midfield and score just to prove something to Jess. She's probably mad about that no ring, no bring
No break.
thing.
Well, the next couple is Aurora Galli from Italy and Natalie Bjorn from Sweden. Bjorn is currently on Chelsea and Galli is in Everton. So they're both in England right now. And again, both teams would have to survive their games and make it to the final in order for these two to meet.
And it's funny, Martha, when I was thinking about this and the next couple that we're going to talk about, which is the exact same situation, a Swede and an Italian. You know, I don't, we're going to talk about the games in a little bit, but like, it's like, that's probably not likely. Although, wouldn't it be great if it was a Swede and Italy final? Like, that would just be very exciting for me because I would get to cheer wholeheartedly against Sweden and wholeheartedly for Italy. So I would like that.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, so the next Switalian relationship is Lisa Boateng from Italy and Linda Sembrant from Sweden. They play on Juve together. Lisa yesterday, not yesterday, yikes. Lisa on Friday was taking a lot of the corners for Italy. And so I kept being like, who would have to, How's it going over there? Your girlfriend's ahead. Are you gonna make it? Are you gonna make it? Are you gonna make it? Because I'm a weirdo. Because I'm a weirdo.
Well, and the last couple is Leah Schuler from Germany and Martina Piemonte from Italy. This relationship is new. Schuler broke up with her previous partner after the Paris Olympics, so
Yikes.
just last year, and apparently they had been in a long-term relationship. Her previous partner was an Australian sailor, so she's was on the sailing team. So this is relatively new.
I mean, look, if you're going to break up with someone, better to do it in Paris than anyone else, I think.
I mean, that's the thing. Both of them were there, so it cut travel costs for a breakup, I guess.
Right, they didn't have to do the cruel way to do it via text or something. Hey, babe, you up?
Yep.
I know it's 14 hours ahead.
And again, both Germany and Italy would have to survive their games and make it to the finals in order for them to meet.
Which, frankly, again, it could happen. All right, let's talk about the soccer a little bit, Martha. The group stages are now over, and we're going to run through just who came out on top and who came out second, essentially who moved on. So in Group A, Norway was top the group with 3 wins. Switzerland came second with a win, a loss, and a draw. Next up, Norway plays Italy. Switzerland
Yes.
plays Spain. In Group B, Spain obviously topped the group with 3 wins. Italy came in second, which was very, very, very exciting for me, with a win, a loss, and a draw. They played each other on Friday, and I did watch the game. And Italy scored first against Spain, and I found out that Italy has like a winning record against Spain. Like of the 15 times they've played each other, Italy has won more than Spain has. And I was truly blown away by this stat because Spain is so good. And Italy has had the longest running professional women's soccer league in the world. So, like, maybe I shouldn't be, but I just don't think of them as dominant. And, like, who knows what will happen next against Norway? But it was just very exciting to see a team that I thought was playing really well go ahead. And so, from groups A and B, Norway first will play Italy second. Spain first, we'll play Switzerland second, and we'll see who goes on from the quarters.
Yeah. Well, Group C, Sweden came out on top.
Wild, wild.
And then Germany. So for that last game, actually, Sweden played Germany, and Sweden scored 4 goals over Germany's one. And Germany, they were shown a red card too. So at some point, they were down to 10 players.
Yeah, it's in I that game, I did not watch it, but I did check in on it and I was like, wait, am I reading this correctly?
I know, yeah. I was shocked. You know what I heard? People that want the goalie to play traditionally, there was just a lot of comments on like the reason that they got those goals is because AKB was being,
Way
you know,
out.
playing way out and playing dangerously. And the thing is that that was a all the commentators played that or kept on saying that. And I don't know if it's either it got to AKB's head, I doubt it, or the other teams heard it and started like trying to take advantage of that.
Look, it's absolutely true that she plays far out. I think we talked about this. Like, my dad hates
Yes, we
it. Yeah.
did. Yeah.
I will say this other thing, though. These two teams were going on regardless, right? Like, this game was, there was no chance that it was a battle for first place. And I wonder if it was like, well, let's experiment a little. Again, I did not watch the game, but like, if I were the coach of Germany and Anne was like, I think I can do more damage outside. This is the game to let her try. And if you lose 5-4-1, then you say, see, you have to play in the 18 like I asked you to.
Yeah.
But
So
again, wasn't there. I'm just making up a
wasn't
bunch of
there?
things that didn't
Yes.
happen,
We
especially
don't know.
with
We
Anne
don't know.
Katrin Berger. Why am I doing this to her and only her?
That's the thing. I really admire her for just being looking strong and being a versatile goalie. You really don't hear that. Like,
Agreed.
I don't hear that a lot. The versatile goalie. Well, okay. unless it's
Alyssa.
Nair, yeah.
But in the
but in the
Euros.
Euros. So I give props to AKB for taking those risks, and being a different goalie. I'm cool
Same.
with that.
Same.
And in Group D, France topped and beat the Netherlands in spectacular force.
Wild game.
It was a wild game, but hey, they sent the Netherlands home packing, and England came in second.
Yeah.
So that means for the matches that Sweden will play England next and France will play Germany next.
Honestly, this continues to be the group of death. I mean, like, the only reason, and I don't mean to again come against, I'm focusing too hard on Italy right now, and I appreciate that. But the only reason Italy has a path forward is because they are playing Norway next, and Norway's fine, but it's not Germany, England, France, and Sweden who are all playing each other. So that in by the time we get to the semifinals, half of those powerhouses will be gone. Spain will probably make
Yeah.
it through, although by all means, Switzerland, show them who's boss. I would love that.
Yes, I would love that too. Do it for your country that's
That's
hosting.
right. That's right. Mimic the England 2021 victory, or at least
Yes.
mimic the England 2021 quarter final victory, and just pave that path for apparently my new favorite team, Italy, to win.
Yes. Which and Switzerland is coached by Pia.
Drama, drama.
Drama, drama.
Pia's coached like the vast majority of teams, I think, at this point. Like,
That's
Pia
true.
has coached, so she's coached the US. She didn't she coach Brazil for a minute?
Every time I see Pia, I'm like, where have I seen her before? I feel
Okay,
like she's always there.
she has coached country-wise. She played for Sweden, obviously.
Yeah.
She has coached a bunch of clubs. And then also, she was an assistant coach for China, the head coach for the United States, the head coach for Sweden, the head coach for Brazil, and now is the head coach for Switzerland.
All
That's
right.
a lot of countries.
A lot of countries. A lot of countries.
Anyway, so maybe this is Switzerland's year.
Maybe.
Martha, quarters are coming up, then semis and finals. I have a question for you. Will we see another moment of great sportsmanship in this tournament?
I think I'm going to be looking for it in the finals.
I mean, that is where all of them, although, wouldn't it be? Remember when Kelly O'Hara won the World Cup in 2019 and outed herself by running into the stands and kissing her girlfriend? Maybe. So there's one other couple Martha and I didn't discuss because we could not confirm that they exist, but apparently neither of us are on TikTok, but apparently TikTok thinks they are. This could be how we find out, Martha, a moment of great sportsmanship.
That is true. I mean, so it could be any of the games coming up because we don't know. Look, the other. See, now I'm gonna have my European bias. The other thing is, I don't see any kind of Nordic countries doing something like this.
That's right,
But
because it was the US and the Australia. Okay, wait, hold on. Maybe Italy wins against Sweden, and then one of those two Italians are the ones who have to, really do some
maybe.
consoling. Although, just I don't know anything about Martina Piemonte except her hairstyle, which I do like. But she's probably from Piedmont, which is one of the northern parts of Italy, and they're pretty cold too. So, just saying.
I don't know, maybe, prove me wrong, prove me wrong. Nordic
Challenge.
countries, challenge. If you have questions for us, you can always email us at kicksandgiggles2024@gmail.com. That's kicks, the letter N, as in no one is free until we're all free. Giggles2024@gmail.com.
Martha, I'm excited about the quarterfinals. Lots of l less games means we can watch more of them. and so many opportunities for sportsmanship.
Yes. And remember, folks, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. That's right. We'll see you after the quarterfinals.
See you after the quarterfinals.
Bye.
Bye.